Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review.
Week of Monday, November 4th, 2024, through Friday, November 8th, 2024. Monday, November 4th, 2024. Suburban Chicago tax professional admits stealing more than $1.1 million in client funds. Adam R. Oliva, a Chicago tax professional, has admitted in federal court that he fraudulently obtained more than $1.1 million from more than 10 clients under the false pretense that the money would be sent to the IRS and state revenue authorities to satisfy tax liabilities. Oliva pleaded guilty on September 13, 2024, to one count of wire fraud and one count of preparing a false tax return. The wire fraud count is punishable by up to 20 years in federal prison, while the tax count carries a maximum sentence of 3 years. Oliva held himself out as a tax professional who did business under various names, including Oliva & Associates, LLC, and the Oliva Group, LLC. Oliva admitted in a plea agreement that from 2015 to 2020, he fraudulently induced the clients to provide him with money for the purported purpose of paying the clients' income taxes. Oliva instead kept the money for himself. Oliva also admitted that he filed false tax returns on behalf of some of the clients, reflecting no or lower tax liabilities, in order to make it less likely that the IRS would contact the clients about their unpaid tax liabilities. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Tuesday, November 5th, 2024. Inmate and others indicted for committing more than $550 million in tax fraud. Christopher Thomas, Charmaine Dozier, Katisha Thompson Dozier, and Sharon Vance were charged with conspiracy to commit tax fraud. Thomas is currently serving a 50-year-to-life sentence at the Kern Valley Prison, KVSP, in Delano, California, for a gang-related murder that he committed in the Los Angeles area in 2010. Dozier is married to Thompson Dozier, who is Thompson's mother, and they live in Waldorf, Maryland. Vance is one of Thomas's girlfriends and lives in Hawthorne, California. According to court records, in mid-2022, a DEA investigation found that Thomas was leading a drug trafficking organization operating in Delano from his prison cell at KVSP using contraband cell phones and prison-issued tablets. Intercepted drug-related communications to and from Thomas's cell phones and tablets showed that he was also running a multi-million dollar tax fraud scheme with Dozier, Thompson Dozier, and Vance. The DEA requested assistance from IRS Criminal Investigation and the FBI on the tax fraud scheme. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Wednesday, November 6, 2024. Indictment charges two in $230 million cryptocurrency scam. Malone Lamb and Jandiel Serrano were charged with conspiracy to steal and launder over $230 million in cryptocurrency from a victim in Washington, D.C. According to the indictment, since at least 2024, Lamb, Serrano, and others conspired to carry out cryptocurrency thefts and to launder the stolen cryptocurrency through exchanges and mixing services. The conspirators would fraudulently gain access to victim cryptocurrency accounts and then transfer victim funds into their possession. They laundered the proceeds, including by moving the funds through various mixers and exchanges, using peel chains, pass-through wallets, and virtual private networks, VPNs, to mask their true identities. Lamb and Serrano then allegedly spent the laundered cryptocurrency proceeds on international travel, nightclubs, luxury automobiles, watches, jewelry, designer handbags, and rental homes in Los Angeles and Miami. In one instance, on August 18, 2024, Lamb, Serrano, and their co-conspirators contacted a victim in D.C. and through their communications with the victim, fraudulently obtained over 4,100 Bitcoin worth over $230 million at the time. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Thursday, November 7, 2024. Mexican national gets 6 years in prison for leading $250 million tax fraud scheme. Miguel Martinez, a Mexican national, was sentenced to 6 years in prison for leading a $25 million fraud against the IRS. According to court records from November 2019 through June 2023, Martinez led a scheme to file hundreds of fraudulent tax returns that claim millions of dollars in refunds. Martinez used stolen identities to create fake businesses and report phony wages and withholding information for the business to the IRS. He then submitted hundreds of individual income tax returns to the IRS in the names of still other individuals whose identities he had stolen, claiming that those individuals worked for the fake businesses and were owed tax refunds based on the phony wage and withholding information that had been reported. Martinez used several people to help him carry out the scheme, including Martinez's co-defendant, Victor Cruz, who was a tax preparer in Bakersfield and is alleged to have helped to file some of the fraudulent tax returns. It also included a former IRS tax examiner who gave Martinez advice on how to avoid the IRS's fraud detection systems. In exchange, Martinez paid them thousands of dollars and took them out to lavish dinners. As a result of the scheme, the IRS paid out $2.3 million in tax refunds. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Friday, November 8, 2024. Raytheon company to pay over $950 million in connection with defective pricing, foreign bribery, and export control schemes. Raytheon company, a subsidiary of RTX, formerly known as Raytheon Technologies Corp., will pay over $950 million to resolve the Justice Department's allegations into a major government fraud scheme involving defective pricing on certain government contracts and violations of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, FCPA, and the Arms Export Control Act, AECA, and its implementing regulations, the International Traffic in Arms Regulations, ITAR. Raytheon will enter into a 3-year deferred prosecution agreement in connection with a criminal information filed. As part of the resolution, Raytheon admitted to engaging in two separate schemes to defraud the Department of Defense, DOD, in connection with the provision of defense articles and services, including a Patriot missile system and a radar system. Separately, Raytheon entered into a 3-year deferred prosecution agreement in connection with a criminal information unsealed in the Eastern District of New York, charging Raytheon with 2 counts of conspiracy to violate the anti-bribery provision of the FCPA for a scheme to bribe a government official in Qatar, and conspiracy to violate the AECA for willfully failing to disclose the bribes in export licensing applications with the Department of State as required by Part 130 of ITAR. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2024. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.